item?
761, authorize a 5-year contract with Schwerer's Technologies, Inc. to provide handheld parking enforcement hardware, software, and services for a total of $1,057,847.
Must be the beginning of a fiscal year or something.
Yeah, and the council meeting was canceled last week. Okay, Christine Moody, Procurement Services. The city issued a request for proposals for a parking enforcement handheld citation system, and in January 2013, 5 proposals were received. The proposals were reviewed, evaluated, and scored by a 5-person evaluation committee that included representation from the Minority Evaluator Program. The proposal from Schwerer's Technologies was deemed responsive to the requirements of the solicitation and received the highest evaluation score. Schwerer's Technologies is the manufacturer of handheld devices and will not be using any subcontractors for this project. The city issued a notice of intent to award on April 19, 2013, and no protests were received. You have before you a procurement report recommending the authorization of a 5-year contract with Schwerer's Technologies in the amount of $1,057,847. I'll turn this back over to council if you have any questions. Nolan Mackerel from PBOT is here to answer any technical questions.
Okay, great. Questions for Christine or Nolan?
Just want to note that part of the reason for this is that our existing handheld units are nearing the end of their service life and need to be replaced. But also, these new units will have additional functions for a changing parking enforcement environment. For example, once we start moving to allowing people to pay by phone, these handheld units are set up to interact with that kind of system, and where our current ones are not.
Great.
Commissioner Novick, how will the pay-by-phone system work with the requirement that you have a sticker that you put in your car? Is it just that instead of going through the machine, you'll pay by phone, and the machine then gives you the sticker?
Nolan, you want to? I think I know the answer to that, but I'd rather defer to Nolan.
Nolan McCrill, Parking Enforcement Manager. Commissioner, on a pay-by-phone, it would be related to your license plate. So when you went on your phone and put in the payment structure, it would be to your license plate of the vehicle you're parking. And then our handheld, we would put the license plate number into the handheld, and it would tell us that you had paid and for how long.
So the person that then is enforcing the law isn't just looking to see whether there's a sticker and the driver's side, they're going to zap the license and see whether it's paid?
That'll be another additional thing that we'll be looking for is if you don't have a receipt, then we'll be putting your plate in, and that would also indicate if you made a payment, which would be authorized then. So that would be another function that the officer would do.
That's great.
Great.
Nolan, while you're up here, I just want to thank you and the whole PBOT parking team for the very smooth transition on disabled parking. We've had a couple of concerns from constituents, which I think we've been able to effectively respond to, but it's gone, I think, very, very well so far. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for your support on that, too.
Great. Thank you both. Anyone signed up to speak?
No one else signed up.
Okay, thank you. This passes to second reading.